The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
It's Wednesday, and you are listening to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, the mask mandates are gone. At least as far as the state is concerned, at least as far as the CDC is concerned, the individual businesses can still require masks if they want to, and that's fine, seriously. And then you have a choice whether you want to shop there, eat there, whatever, but the mask mandates are gone, and I am so happy, and I would imagine most of you are as well. The news continues to get even more positive. The new cases in Ohio today, slightly over 300 new cases. They are plummeting, and that's good news. Is that because over half of the state has been vaccinated, or is it because we've thrown the masks away? I don't know. And I'm not even going to try to guess. I'm not going to get into that. I'm just grateful that we're getting back to at least somewhat of normal. And that's I think that's good news for all of us. Well, it's happened again. It was either yesterday or Monday. I told you about a high school in Michigan. The valedictorian had submitted a draft of her speech to the principal of the school. The principal of the school said, "You can't talk about Jesus. We got to be inclusive. This could offend somebody if you talk about Jesus." And she said, it's my speech. I can basically say whatever I want to say. This is America. We do have the First Amendment. Principal said, no. We've got to be inclusive. So that valedictorian contacted First Liberty, a wonderful Christian civil liberty organization. They wrote a letter to the school, and the school reversed course and said, oops, yeah, I guess you do have a constitutional right. Well, that was then. And now we have, this is another high school, another valedictorian, same situation. John Glenn High School in Michigan. In this case, the valedictorian is Savannah Loeffler. She submitted a copy of her speech, which contained language that says, "The purpose of life is to live a life devoted to Christ." The school principal said, "We have a diverse student body and staff. It is one of the things I love about the John Glenn community," said Principal Michael Wegger. "That diversity goes well beyond race and ethnicity. It certainly would include religious beliefs as well. We have students and staff who would identify as Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindi, Sikh, Jehovah's Witness, atheist, etc. We must be inclusive and respectful of their beliefs as well. With this said, we do need to see a revision that sticks to a non-secular approach. I am not opposed to thanking God for the great honor bestowed upon you, but we cannot take the approach that is currently laid out in your speech." So in other words, you can talk about God, but you can't talk about Jesus. Nope. This is Wayne Westland Community Schools in Michigan. Let's see. First Liberty wrote a letter to the school and said, "You stated that the second part of the speech with references Plato, Darwin, other religions was acceptable because it discusses different philosophies. The problem you explain was the next portion of the speech in which Ms. Loeffler explained her personal belief that the purpose of life the purpose of life is to live a life devoted to Christ. You explained that this portion was very Christianized and needed to be changed in order to not offend people with other viewpoints." Well, the principal has not responded yet to First Liberty or to Fox News, who asked for an explanation. But the school board responded. I want you to listen to this. This is the response of the school board. It said, "Nope, can't talk about Jesus, can't talk about Christ." Here is part of the response from the school board. Quote, "When students are thrust onto the stage of an honors celebration, we recognize that we have an academic responsibility to walk with them in that process. Public speaking at an event of this magnitude is similar to playing in a championship game. It is a difficult challenge. When students play a sport, coaches are there to walk with them, to help them engage and succeed at the highest level. When students speak at these events, our school leadership is there to walk alongside and coach them to success." Say what? We weren't trying to censor her. We were trying to help her. We're like a coach trying to coach a team to a championship. That's what we were doing. We weren't trying to censor her. We were trying to make her speech better. I have a feeling she's the valedictorian. I don't think she needed help in making her speech better. So this is the second high school in Michigan in the last 2 weeks that have tried to censor a valedictorian speech. The other high school changed course. We will see what John Glenn High School does, and I will try to keep my eye on that and keep you updated. All right, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE. Israel has a new president. That's not the same as having a new president here in America. Their government is quite different. And I'll try to explain when we return. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
The nation of Israel has a new president, Isaac Herzog. It's interesting because he is of Irish descent. Yeah, his family has been in Israel. He is Jewish, but of Irish descent. He is the first president to have a father who is also president of Israel. And he won in the largest margin of victory in Israeli presidential history. He received 87 votes from the MKs, the members of the Knesset, in a secret ballot. His opponent received 27. Largest victory in any presidential election in Israel's history. Herzog will take over for President Reuven Rivlin when his term ends on July 9th. Now, if many of you who follow Israel know a little about Israel, when I said he will take over for President Reuven Rivlin, many of you are going, who's President Reuven Rivlin? Never heard of him. Well, because in the Israelis' government, the president is certainly not unimportant, but the person with the real authority is the prime minister. The prime minister has far, far more authority, responsibility, influence than the president. So many of you have never even heard of Reuven Rivlin, whose term ends on July 9th. Mr. Herzog is a veteran politician in Israel, former head of the Labor Party, former leader of the opposition, former welfare and diaspora minister, and is the son of Chaim Herzog, who served as Israel's president from 1983 to 1993. In victory remarks, he said, "I will be the president of everyone in Israel, including all in the political spectrum of Israel." So they have a new president, but they don't have a new prime minister. That is still up in the air. Benjamin Netanyahu is still literally fighting for his political life. And a decision on prime minister should be made probably in the next 2 weeks. And hopefully they will not have to have election number five for prime minister. They've had four elections in the last 2 years. I am grateful that Israel has a representative democracy. They have a constitution, and it's a good form of government. But it's not the U.S. Constitution. When you look at other countries around the world, you have to be absolutely amazed at the genius of our founding fathers. I mean, the absolute genius of our founding fathers. So anyway, Israel has a new president. Well, they will on July 9th. Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday signed a new bill into law that protects women in sports. In order to compete in women's sports, female sports, girls' sports, guess what? You have to be a female. Yeah. Isn't that radical? Isn't that crazy? Yeah, in the state of Florida now, if you want to compete in women's sports, female sports, you have to be a female. Isn't it insane? that we have to have laws to state that? What would your grandparents say? Now, seriously, what would your grandparents say? You know, there's coming a time when we're going to have to pass laws so that only females compete in female sports. What? Anyway. And, of course, you and I know why. The transgender movement is trying to move into female sports. And females are the ones that are being hurt. Governor Ron DeSantis said, I think as bills were going through various legislatures, I remember the NCAA put out a statement saying, any state that enacts this, we're not going to hold events there. And so I called the Speaker of the House in Florida and I said, did you hear what they said? And he's like, yeah. I said, we definitely got to get this done. And then Governor DeSantis went on to say this. You can't be cowed by these organizations or particularly by woke corporations from doing the right thing. And so my view was throughout this whole time, we have to protect our girls. It is discriminatory to force them to compete against biological males. And so if the price of having a tournament is that I have to deny equal opportunity to hundreds of thousands of young girl and women athletes through Florida, I am much more willing to stand with the girls and to blank with these events. Way to go, Governor Ron DeSantis. Many people believe that he very possibly will be the front runner in the next Republican presidential race. A lot of people are being speculated about, including Donald Trump, but most conservatives are saying that Ron DeSantis will probably be the front runner. And if he continues to display this kind of courage, and not just courage, courage to do the right thing, they could very well be true. May his tribe increase. All right, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE. Stay tuned. We will return.